హరే కృష్ణ. సో హౌ యు ఆల్ ఆర్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణీస్ అపియరెన్స్ డే? హౌ వాట్ డిడ్ యూ డూ టుడే? ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ everyone attended. How many of you attended the Mangala Arati? Very good. And then how many of you chanted Radhikashtakam, first three verses? And how many of you memorized the verses? Or how many of you will be able to chant it again? Should we sing this song again? Let me see. Maybe we can sing all 8 verses today. Should we try to do that? Let's get the copies of Radha Radhikashtakam. This one is Lara. Where is Angad? Is Angad here? Maybe somebody can print out the translation. Okay. So first three, we read the translation, and now first three sang together. Should you try to sing from 4th to 8th? Bishwa bandho jauva tadi bandi tapi jarama rupa nabba jauva nadi shampadana jatsama Shila harda lila yacha saja tosti nadhika majhamatma pado padma dasya dastu radhika rasho lasho gito narma shat kalali pandita prema ramya rupa besha sadgunali mandita విశ్వనభ గోప జోషి లాలితోపి జాధికా మధ్యమాత్మ పాద పద్మ దాశ్వదాస్తు రాధికా. నిత్య నభ రూప కేలి కృష్ణ భావ సంపదా కృష్ణ రాగ బంధ గోప జౌవతాది కృష్ణ రూప కృష్ణ రాగ బంధ గోప జౌవతేషు కంపదా కృష్ణ రూప బేష కేలి లగ్న సత్ సమాధికా మధ్యమాత్మ పాద పద్మ దాశ్వదాస్తు రాధికా షేద కంప కంటకాశ్రు గద్గదాది సంచితా మర్ష హర్ష బామతాది భావభూషణాంచితా కృష్ణ నేత్ర తోషీ రత్న మండలాలి దాధికా మధ్యమాత్మ పాద పద్మ దాశ్వదాస్తు రాధికా జాక్షణార్ధ కృష్ణ విప్రయోగ సంతతోదితా నేక దైన్య చాపలాది భావబృంద మోదితా జత్న లబ్ధ కృష్ణ సంగ నిర్గతాఖిలాధికా మధ్యమాత్మ పాద పద్మ దాశ్వదాస్తు రాధికా. హు నోస్ హు రోట్ దిస్ సాంగ్? వెరీ గుడ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ రిటన్ బై కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి. అండ్ హూ ఈజ్ కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి? He is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Isn't it a wonderful, what a beautiful poetry? Sanskrit is such a beautiful language. So I'll just read through the all 8 translations from the beginning. Her splendorous golden complexion steals the pride of a golden lotus flower anointed with a tinge of red kumkum. Her sweet fragrance mocks the fame of the aroma of a lotus flower sprinkled with saffron powder. She is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of the son of the king of the cowherd men. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Her amazing and colorful silken garments make the splendor of red coral feel ashamed. She is a garden of blossoming flowers where the maddened bumblebee named Krishna performs amorous pastimes. She worships the sun god daily in order to attain the continual association of her beloved Krishna. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Her charming, youthful delicacy negates the fame of the freshly sprouted leaves. Her refreshing form is worthy of being served by the cooling moon, sandalwood pest, lotus flowers and camphor. When she touches the master of the gopis, she dispels the burning heat of his lusty desires. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. I know this needs detailed explanation, but I'm just reading through because our objective is to sing the song together. So how many of you are understanding what I'm reading? Is it too difficult to understand? It's all right. How many of you cannot understand? Okay. Try to understand. Although the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is adored by other youthful goddesses who are themselves glorified throughout the universe, still she is nowhere near Sri Radhika in the matter of beauty, praiseworthy youthfulness, or other divine feminine opulences. There is no one in the material or in the spiritual worlds superior to Radhika in the expression of naturally loving pastimes. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. She is very learned in many transcendental arts, such as performing in the rasa dance, singing and joking. She is decorated with many divine qualities, such as loving nature, exquisite beauty, and wonderful garments and ornaments. Even among the cowherd damsels of Braja, who are praised by the entire universe, she is the best in every way. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. She possesses the opulences of eternal youthful beauty, eternal pastimes, and eternal love for Krishna. Her ecstatic feelings of love for Krishna cause the gopis who are also in love with Krishna to tremble. She is always attached to meditating on Krishna's beautiful form, ornaments, garments and pastimes. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. She is graced with 8 ecstatic symptoms, such as trembling, perspiring, standing up on bodily hairs, tears, faltering of the voice, and so forth. She is adorned with different ecstatic emotional ornaments, such as impatience, joy, contrariness, and so forth. She is decorated with beautiful jewels that give total delight to the eyes of Krishna. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. She is apart from Krishna. If she is apart from Krishna for even half a moment, she becomes stricken with wretched suffering, restlessness, and a multitude of other ecstatic symptoms of separation. When she regains the association of Krishna after some effort, then all of her anguish immediately vanishes. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. There's a 9th verse also. The 9th verse is actually describing the benefit of chanting this Radhikashtakam. It says, Ashtakena jastanena nauti krishna ballabham darshanepi shaila jadi joshi dali durlabham krishna sanga nanditatma dasya sidhu bhajanam tam karoti nanditali sanchayashu sajanam. It is very difficult for Parvati and other exalted goddesses to attain even a glimpse of Srimati Radharani, who is dear to Lord Krishna. But if someone glorifies her by reciting these 8 verses, then she, who is delighted by Krishna's continuous association, will grant the sweet nectar of her personal service to that person, who thereby enters the assembly of her similarly delighted girlfriends. So in all 8 verses, it has been described that Madhyamatma Padupadma Dashodastu Radhika. Radharani, please give me the service to your own lotus feet. And in the 9th verse it is saying that when one chants these 8 verses, then he gets the service of Srimati Radharani. So we'll just briefly discuss about these 8 verses in glorification of Srimati Radharani. So the first one is describing Radharani's complexion. Radharani's complexion is like molten gold. But here, this complexion has been compared to Kumkumakta Kanchanabjo. There is a comparison of Kanchanabjo Kumkumakta. Kanchanabja, Kanchan means gold. Like a golden lotus. Can you imagine a golden lotus? And if that golden lotus is tinged with the hue of kumkum, what's the color of kumkum? Kumkum is red. So red and gold, if it is mixed together, that is not the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Radharani's complexion actually defeats even that combination. Radharani's complexion is so beautiful that it's beyond any description. Like even if you consider a description like a molten gold, or rather a golden lotus with the tinge with the hue of kumkum, what would be the color like? Won't it be extremely beautiful? Gold and red mixed together. But complexion of Srimati Radharani is even more beautiful, even more brilliant than that. And pita nanchi tapjo gandho kirti nindi shaurabha. Her fragrance, she is so fragrant. Her body is so fragrant that sweet fragrance mocks the fame, laughs at the fame of aroma of the lotus flower sprinkled with saffron powder. Pita nanchi tapjo gandho kirti nindi shaurabha. Shaurabha means shaurabha. Shaurabha is fragrance. So her fragrance mocks at the fragrance of most beautiful lotus tinged with the powder of saffron. She is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of the son of the king of cowherd men. Ballabesho shunu sarbo banchitartho sadhika. Who is Ballabesho? Ballabesho Sunu, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the son of the king of the cowherd men. Who is the king of the cowherd folks? Shri Nanda Maharaj. And Sunu means son. Ballabesho Sunu Banchitartho Sarbo Banchitartho Sadhika. Bancha, Banchita, or Bancha means desire. And she can fulfill all the desires of the son of the king of cowherd men, cowherd folks. How is that? Because Srimati Radharani is Krishna's pleasure potency. So, pleasure potency. All the pleasure or all the desire for enjoyment that Krishna develops are fulfilled by Srimati Radharani. Banchitartho Sadhika. Now, Majhamatma Pado Padma Dashyadastu Radhika. Dashyadastu Radhika. O Srimati Radharani, give me the servitorship. Atma Pado Padma. Your own lotus feet. Mayham unto me. Please give me the service to your lotus feet. So it's a prayer. We are actually praying to Srimati Radharani. Do you really want to have the service to Srimati Radharani's lotus feet? Or we are just singing, just for the sake of singing. No, we should sing it with proper feelings. This is what we want. And this is what Srimati Radharani is. Now we go to the next one. Kauravinda Kanti Nindi Chitrapatta Shatika. Chitrapatta Shatika. Shatika means silken sari, silken garment. And it's very colorful. Chitrapatta. Very colorful sari she's wearing, made of silk sari. And that beautiful color of the sari, the splendor, defeats or makes the splendor of red Kaurav. Kaurabinda Kanti Nindi. Kaurabinda
Kanti Nindika. Kaurabinda is coral. What is the color of a coral? Red. And it's very bright and beautiful color coral has. But the color of Srimati Radharani sari, or the colorful sari that Radharani wears, makes the color of coral ashamed. Kaurabinda Kanti Nindi. Nindi means making it ashamed. Kaurabinda Kanti Nindi Chitra Patta Shatika. And then the next line is very wonderful. Krishna Matto Bhringo Keli Fulla Pushpa Bhatika. She is the flower garden, Fulla Pushpa Bhatika. A flower garden filled with fully bloomed, beautiful flowers. The garden that's filled with beautifully bloomed flowers. Now in the flower garden, who plays? A bumblebee. Doesn't the bumblebee hover around and go from flower to flower in the flower garden? But here is a very special bumblebee. And this bumblebee has become mad. It's a mad bumblebee. Who is that mad bumblebee? Krishna Matto Bhringo Keli. So that mad bumblebee is Shri Krishna. And she is the playground of that mad bumblebee Krishna. A fully bloomed, a flower garden with fully bloomed flowers. That means all of Krishna's pastimes are with Srimati Radharani. Krishna Nitya Sangamartho Padma Bandhu Radhika. Nitya means always. Sangamartha, for the sake of associating, being with Krishna. Krishna Nitya, for constant association of Krishna. Or desiring the constant association of Krishna, what is she doing? Padma Bandhu Radhika. Padma Bandhu is another name of sun god. Padma is lotus and Bandhu is friend. Sun god is a friend of lotus flowers. Why? Because when the sun comes up, lotuses bloom. Or sun makes the lotuses bloom. So she worships the sun god, Surya Dev, who has been described here as Padma Bandhu. Radhika. Now this morning we discussed the word Radha or Aradhana. So Radhika, she worships the sun god. Why? Every day she goes to the temple of sun god and worships him. Why? So that by his blessings she can have the association of Krishna all the time. Krishna Nitya Sangamartha Padma Bandhu Radhika Majyamatma Padu Padma Dashodastu Radhika. Please give me the servitorship of your own lotus feet, O Srimati Radharani. Vishya Bandha Jauva Tadi Bandhi Tapi Ja Rama. Rama is Lakshmi Devi. And she is Vishya Bandha Jauva Tadi Bandhita. She is worshipped by Vishya Bandha Jauva Tadi. All the damsels who are youthful goddesses. All over the universe, those who are the youthful goddesses, those who are worshipped by all the beautiful, youthful goddesses all over the universe. That means all the divine demigoddesses. Who is worshipped by them? Who is worshipped by all the youthful goddesses? Banditapi Ja Rama, Lakshmi Devi. And Banditapi Ja Rama, and Rupa Nabha Jovanadi Shampadana Jatsama. And still she is nowhere near Sri Radhika in the matter of beauty, Rupa, Navya, Jovanadi, Sampadana Jatsama. In her beauty, in praiseworthy youthfulness or other divine feminine opulences, she is nowhere near Srimati Radharani. Even Lakshmi Devi is nowhere near Srimati Radharani. Vishwabandha Jovatadi Banditapi Ja Rama Rupa Nabha Jovanadi Shampadana Jatsama Shila Harda Leela Yacha Sajatusti Nadhika Maihamatma Padupadma Dashadastu Radhika. There is no one in the material or in the spiritual world superior to Radhika in the expression of naturally loving pastimes. Nowhere anybody, either in the material or in the spiritual nature, compare the loving pastimes of Srimati Radharani with Krishna. Rasho lasho gita narmo shat kalali pandita prema ramya rupa vesha sadgunali mandita. She is very learned in many transcendental arts, such as performing the rasa dance, rasho lasya, rasa dance, lasya, singing and joking. Rasa, lasya, gita, narma, shatkalali pandita. She is very, very learned in those arts. And she is decorated prema ramya rupa vesha shadgunali mandita. She is decorated with many divine qualities such as loving nature, exquisite beauty, and wonderful garments and ornaments. Rasha lasya gita narmo shat kalali pandita ru prema ramya rupa vesha shad gunali mandita. Then Vishwanabha Gopa Joshi Dali Topi Jadhika Majhamatma Padupadma Dashodastu Radhika. Even among the cowherd damsels in Braja, who are praised by entire universe, she is the best in every way. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Then Nitya Navya Rupa Keli Krishna Bhava Sampada Krishna Raga Bandha Gopa Jovateshu Kampada. She possesses the opulences of eternal youthful beauty, eternal pastimes, and eternal love for Krishna. Her ecstatic feelings of love for Krishna cause the gopis who are also in love with Krishna to tremble. Jovatashri, Jovateshu Kampada. her love for Krishna makes other Gopa Joshi, Gopa Jaupateshu, the cowherd damsels, to tremble. They become so awestruck that they begin to tremble. Krishna Rupa Besho Keli Lagna Shat Samadhika. She is always attached to meditating on Sri Krishna's beautiful form, ornaments, garments and pastimes. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Shedo Kampo Kanto Kashru God Gadadi Sanchita. There are 8 kinds of ecstatic symptoms. And she is graced with these 8 ecstatic symptoms. What are those ecstatic symptoms? Shveda. Shved means perspiration. Sheda, Kampa, trembling of the body. Kantak Ashru. Kantak means standing of hair on ends. Ashru, tears. Gadgadadi. Gadgad means choking of the voice. Sheda Kampa Kantak Ashru. Gadgadadi Sanchita. Marsho Harsho Bamatadi Bhavo Bhushananchita. She is graced with 8 ecstatic symptoms. Like in the mornings in Guru Bhashtakam we sing, Romancha Kampashru Taranga Bhajo. So here also, Sheda Kampa Kanta Kashru Gadgadadi Sanchita. And Marsho Harsho Bamatadi Bhavo Bhushananchita. She is Bhushananchita, she is adorned with different ecstatic emotional ornaments such as impatience. Marsho is impatience. Harsho, joy. Bamatadi, contrariness. She is, in a loving relationship with Krishna, she is Bama. That is, she is not always in conformity. She sometimes goes against. That is called contrariness or Bamata. Bamatadi, Marsho Harsho Bamatadi, Bhavo Bhushananchita. With these ornaments, she is decorated. And Krishna Netra Toshi Ratna Mandanali Dadhika. She is decorated with beautiful jewels that give total delight to the eyes of Krishna. Krishna Netra Toshi. Toshi means enchanting. Enchanting who? Krishna Netra, Krishna's eyes. How? Krishna Netra Toshi Ratna Shat Samadhika. I'm sorry, Ratna Mandanali Dadhika. Mandanali Dadhika. She is decorated with beautiful ornaments, beautiful jewels that enchant the eyes of Krishna. Such a beautiful poetry. Such a beautiful writing. People speak of poetry. Where do you get poetry like this? In poetry there is comparison. In poetry there is ornamentation, known as alankars. In poetry there is rhyme and rhythm. And So, in all respects, these are such beautiful poetry. Krishna netra toshi ratna, mandanali dadhika, mayhamatma padu padma, dasho dastu radhika. O Srimati Radharani, give me the shelter or servitorship of your lotus feet. Jakshanardha Krishna vipra yoga shanta todita. Kshanardha. Kshan means a moment. And ardha means half. She cannot tolerate viprayoga. Viprayoga means separation. She cannot tolerate the separation from Krishna even for a half of a moment. Jakshanardha Krishna viprayoga santo todita. Neko doinno chapoladi bhavo vrinda modita. She becomes stricken with wretched suffering, restlessness, and multitude of other ecstatic symptoms of separation. There, doinno, aneko doinno, many, or deep, doinno, humbleness. Here, multitude of other, that wretched suffering. Doinna chapula, the restlessness. She becomes restless. And she becomes so afflicted when she is separated from Krishna. She becomes restless and multitude of other ecstatic symptoms of separation. She becomes stricken with. And then, Jatna labdha Krishna sanga nirgata akhiladhika. And then when she gets the association of Krishna after some efforts, then all of her anguish immediately vanishes. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Ashtakena jastanena. This ashtak means this composition with eight verses. Ashtakena jastanena nauti Krishna vallabham. Darshanepi shaila jadi joshidali durlabham. Shailaja, who is Shailaja? Shaila means mountain. And Ja means daughter. Who is the daughter of mountain? Parvati. Another name of Parvati is Shailaja. And Shailaja dipi darshanepi durlabha. Even Parvati doesn't get her darshan. Or durlav is rare for Parvati to have the darshan. Darshanepi shaila jadi joshidali durlabham. Na ashtakena jastanena nauti Krishna vallabham. So who is Krishna vallabha? Krishna vallabha is Srimati Radharani. Ashtakena means through these eight prayers. Through these eight prayers, one who glorifies Srimati Radharani, the lover of Krishna, then she gets the association of the sweet nectar of her personal service. And she who is delighted by Krishna's continuous association will grant the sweet nectar of her personal service to that person. Srimati Radharani, who is rare for Parvati to see her, So that Srimati Radharani becomes so pleased when one glorifies her and prays to her through these 8 verses, that she will grant the sweet nectar of her personal service, who thereby enters the assembly of her similarly delighted girlfriends. Tang karoti nanditali sanchayasu sajanam. Sanchayasu sajanam. Her associates, the gopis of Vrindavan. Ashu, very quickly. Sanchaya. Nanditali Sanchayashu Sajana. So you pray, let us offer our prayers to Srimati Radharani through these 8 verses, begging for her mercy to have the servitorship of her lotus feet. Then Srimati Radharani will grant that service, the sweet nectar of her service to her lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Srimati Radharani ki Gaur Premanande. In the harmonium, have a little kirtan. There's another beautiful prayers of Srimati Radharani by Lord Shiva. It's a pity that we didn't have the time. Maybe tomorrow we'll try to sing that.